Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the college2pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, and we're so excited to bring today's guest onto the program. And I'm telling you what, it was a shortened season for everybody in college football in 2020. But our guest today, he made a heck of a lot of noise in three games. It's none other than the Rice standout, Austin Trammell. He showed up on the scene with the Owls. He was all freshman in 2017. Second team Conference USA, and then he ends on a big note, first team Conference USA, and I had some more accolades as a kick returner. But going on that big three-game stretch, three games in 2020, six touchdowns, 16 catches, 111.6 yards per game for a total of 335, and that's on top of all the other accolades this young man accumulated with the Owls. But with that said, Austin, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
How you doing, Bo? It's going well, man. Just got done training today and able to come home with my beautiful wife. So it's a good day.
Oh, fair enough. That is a good day. And if you could do that at the end of the day, that's really all you need to do is love your be able to kiss and hug your loved ones. I mean, fabulous career, Rice. I mean, let's rewind way, way back. Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you the better athlete? Were you always the kid with the ball in your hands?
Yeah, Little League was the running back and did everything then and always had the ball in my hand the whole way through. So it's been my whole life.
Well, it's brought you this far, and you're so close to what I would assume would be a childhood dream, Austin. Those backyard days with your buddies, when things weren't so serious in terms of pro days and get training and National Football League, who was the football player at the next level that was your favorite? Who was that guy you kind of emulated yourself when you had that football in your hand?
Yeah. So growing up, I mean, this that probably doesn't come as a shock, but Wes Welker was always my guy. And always the person I watched and liked to model my game after when I was younger. But I mean, I just love ball, man. I love watching everyone. I liked watching playmakers. And that's all I dreamed about as a kid was just making plays and having fun, you know.
Well, you got this far. And how about this past season? I mean, such success. I mean, a few games, but, man, you tore it up. I mean, could we expect that the whole season for you to put up some monster numbers like that, almost Madden-ish?
Yeah, no, I really think so. So my 4 years at Rice, man, I've had 10 quarterbacks, which is unheard of. So I've just never been able to build chemistry with a quarterback. And this year we finally kind of had our guy in Mike Collins, and we had a great connection. So, I mean, I think it would have been 12 games of that, honestly. So it was a bummer that it was only three, but, I mean, at least we got three instead of none.
Yeah, fair enough. With COVID-19, yeah, definitely to have any opportunity to suit up. So you said 10 different quarterbacks throughout your career at Rice.
Yes. It
wow.
is definitely not a normal career for a receiver, but, you know, that's just kind of the card I was dealt. Just had to make the most of it every year. But I think just finally having one consistent quarterback for a season really showed.
I guess. I mean, wow, I did not know that. But that's why we love bringing you guys on the show. Avid Rice fans are going to know that. Anyone who follows the Owls are going to know that. But for the outside draft audience, those are the key things that we want to figure out. For you, you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase. You a couple weeks back, well, maybe a month ago almost, but Fort Worth. You were able to showcase some skills. You were able to talk and interact with NFL teams all day on Wednesday from 2 to 11. What was that experience like, and what specific things did you really want to get across to the scouts in interviews and also when you were doing your workouts in the showcase?
Yeah, no, so, I mean, that was actually really awesome. I had a blast. I was, like, right in my element, just getting interviewed about football. That's a dream come true. Like, who doesn't want that? A lot of guys were pretty exhausted. It was pretty draining, but, man, I had a great time. Just back-to-back interviews with each scout, each team, just grilling questions about football, about life. I really enjoyed it. I thrive in those situations. I really enjoyed that day. And just kind of what I wanted to get across to teams and what I wanted them to know and see and learn about me was that I feel like I've been a pro for a long time, the past couple of years in college, just how I come at the game, how I prepare, how I train, how even to eat and sleep. I take it very seriously, and I feel like I've had a very pro style, pro lifestyle, and how I go about the game and how I prepare. So I think that's what I mainly wanted to get across. And I think teams could see my determination and just how I go about the game. So that was kind of the biggest thing. And I didn't end up doing on-field stuff. I had sports hernia surgery about 3 months ago, and I just wasn't quite ready to put anything on the field yet, but I'm 100% good now, feeling great, faster, stronger than I've ever been. So I'm not worried about that at all anymore.
Wonderful. And I'm just curious, I think you weighed in at 180. Have you retained that weight, or have you added a little bit more? Where do you want to be when pro day rolls around?
Yeah, so usually I sit at like 185, with the surgery, I dropped the weight, and so I was 180 at the showcase. But now I'm sitting like 187, 186, so I'm back where I was. I don't really have a necessary – don't really have a goal weight to be at. I like where I'm at. I think I'm my top strength and speed at this body weight. So we'll see. But if a team wants me something else, you know, I'll do whatever I have to do.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Austin Trammell, the standout Rice Owls receiver here on the C2P. You folks know Apple, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure with our future guests as they make their path towards this 2021 NFL draft. Now, often I ask every guy that comes on the program this particular question. If we threw you in the film room with these teams, they're breaking down the tape. I like to call them your hallmark home run type abilities in the return game as the receiver as well. What do you think teams are going to love that is going to help you get on that 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think really the biggest thing is my football IQ. I'm an extremely savvy, smart football player. And as a slot receiver, it helps me get open and find the spot. I read coverages, I read defenses. And I just, bottom line, I get open and I get first downs. And I think that's going to be really attractive to teams. And I think that's going to show when camp rolls around. I think just consistently making plays and consistently being open is what is going to keep me around. And I know if and when I get my opportunity, I'll stick around for a while just because of that consistency of getting open and really knowing what to do and knowing the game. Return-wise, I was unfortunately never able to house call a return, which probably hurts me a little bit. But, you know, I had great averages. Every time I got a return, it was further than normal, and I've created great field position for my team. So I think just if a team wants a consistent guy who's going to catch the ball and make explosive plays, like that's definitely who they're going to want back there.
Awesome. And dude, you're coming across intense. I love the confidence and the intensity. I mean, are you kind of like a lightning rod in the huddle? I mean, are you the guy that kind of energizes people, feed off you?
So I'm not like the biggest rah-rah guy. on the field, and I'm not like a real yeller, screamer, but just I think my confidence and how hard I work is kind of what brings guys along. And I'm confident, man. I know what I can do, and I definitely put in the work to have that confidence.
Yeah. I mean, you through the airwaves, I mean, I'm picking up on it. And that's why, I mean, I mean, I do these shows every day. I talk to hundreds of prospects every year. I mean, you know what I mean? Some guys come on the show, they just kind of tell you, hey, you know, I like running routes. And, you know, you kind of like, that's great. But, yeah. I love it. I'm just saying, I love the intensity. I love the determination and confidence that you bring to this whole thing. How about this one? You know, we see what you do on tape. The teams know what you do. That's why you're down at the CGS. That's why you're on the NFL draft radar. But what other intangibles do you bring, Austin, that they don't see? You could have been, I believe you were, but a team captain, a weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe great in the community. What are some of the intangibles you bring that they need to know about that they don't necessarily see on tape?
Yeah. So I was team captain my junior and senior year, which is, I think, one of the biggest achievements and greatest honors you can have, to have 100+ of your peers vote for you to lead them and be their captain. And it's something that was a big honor to be able to do. And so I think just my leadership is a big thing, which obviously as a rookie isn't going to be as big of a role, but I mean, still having that quality is super important. So I think that's number one, is my leadership. And then definitely just, I'm a grinder, man. I love football. I love to work. I love to study film. I was talking to one scout, just kind of giving him my weekly film breakdown of like what I do by myself. And he was blown away just because it was what the pros do. So, I mean, I think it's just leadership and man, I love this game and I love to work.
Fair enough. Well said. Once again, Austin Trammell, the standout from Rice, talking a little NFL football as we make our path towards this end of April 2021 NFL draft. For you, I ask this question as well. I mean, favorite route to run? I mean, the play comes into the huddle. You guys break huddle. What's that one route that you love to execute more than most that gives you the most satisfaction?
Yeah, no, I love running a little option route in the middle of the field, usually third down, big down, and I have the option to go in or out, usually on an outside linebacker. And if that's the case, man, I'm just licking at my chops because I know about to make this guy look silly. But no, that's probably my favorite, just because I have a little freedom with it, and it's real extremely hard to cover.
Side of the game of football, X's and O's. I mean, you mentioned being married. I mean, what are some of the things that you enjoy about life when it's not about football?
Yeah, so just got married a little over a month ago, which has been amazing. We've had just such a great time just living together and doing life together. Didn't know marriage was going to be this great. I have a beautiful wife, and she's amazing. She's a kindergarten teacher, so she has an interesting job with a bunch of 5-year-olds running around. But other than that, man, I really enjoy golfing. Golfing's a big hobby of mine. It's kind of how I get away from football is go hit the course. It's just it's another competitive thing to do, but I like that it's competing with yourself, and it's just so difficult. But other than that, man, church, my faith is a really big part of my life. My dad's been a pastor my whole life. So church has been super important, and faith always comes first. So that's just kind of me as a person, what I like to do outside of football. I'm a pretty simple guy, man. I don't need a lot to be happy.
Fair enough. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, who will give you the desires of your heart. And obviously, coming to fruition.
Absolutely.
For you, Austin. Fantastic career, brother. Man, we're so excited to get you on. But before we let you go today, we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right, now take us inside that Owls locker room, or I say practice field, or inside that team. Coach Blomgren, he usually seems practice, could be game day, but what was one of those funny pet peeves that would kind of set him over the edge that you guys maybe chuckle about today when you look back at it?
I think one thing is at the end of the practice, whenever You know, he's talking, if guys were taking off gloves or taking tape off or untying shoes or anything, that definitely set him off. He did not like people messing with stuff whenever he was talking to us at the end of practice. So kind of have some funny memories with some of our guys about that. But, no, Coach Bloom is awesome. He's such a great head coach. He cares so much about all the guys and about the game. But, yeah, that's just kind of one thing that irritated him. If it only happened a couple times, though, because after that, guys knew what not to do.
Fair enough. And since you said you're a month into this marriage, newlyweds, I would still assume, what's that one thing that you found out about your lovely bride that you might not have known at previous until you've gotten married and you're about a month and a half in?
Yeah, so I'd say the biggest thing is her definition of clean is not the same as my definition of clean. So I've been working real hard to get to her definition, which I'm not dirty at all, but she's on another level. So I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to please her in that area. But I think I've been doing a good job. I'm working hard at it.
Fair enough. And then the final one, Austin, that draft's going to be right around the corner. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends as you celebrate that week, that weekend, to hear your name called. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football step?
Yeah, my grandpa is definitely the best cook. And so my whole family's from Louisiana, and so definitely some gumbo would definitely be the dish that I would like him to cook for us. It's amazing. It's the best ever.
Wow. It's awesome. I'm telling you this now. I mean, we do a lot of shows. We've been doing this a long time, and that's usually the question we end with. I think you're the first guy that's ever given us a grandpa. We get grandmas, sisters, aunts, wives, mom, sometimes
really?
Themselves, but I think it's our first grandpa. So kudos to your grandfather for being a cook. I like it.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's
awesome. Dude. Yeah. Hey, great career. And again, I'm glad to hear you're 100% and you're ready to go. But none other than that, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it, Bill.
Thank you. Once again, Austin Trammell. And you got to love 10 QBs over his collegiate career. I mean, that's astonishing. I mean, I would like to see Jen Stath on ESPN find out if there's another school where they went through 10 quarterbacks. Really, think about that, folks. If you want more of this standout from Rice, you guys know this rule: Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.